everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
All right, welcome back. Between half-hearted packer bids and sketchy asking prices, the cash cattle traded today remained grounded throughout the day. And according to the closing report today, the national hog base is 38 cents lower. Corn futures, meanwhile, finished fractionally lower thanks to lackluster and a dearth of positive news. The stock markets closed today lower, with the Dow Jones off 76 points and the NASDAQ down by 19. In live cattle today, futures closed higher for the most part, with spot December and February catching most of the buying interest. Indeed, nearby contracts managed to recover the lion's share of Wednesday's sell-off. Late-year cash uncertainty, though, seems to be pulling the board in both directions. Friday's country verdict, though, will have much to say regarding the success of those trying to build a bottom here. Beef cutouts, though, significantly lower today, off $1.33 in select to $1.44 in choice, with light to moderate demand in offerings. In feeder cattle today, feeders recaptured most of Wednesday's setback, closing 57 to 82 points higher. The recovery seemed to be primarily supported by short covering and the premium status of the cash index. Meanwhile, grain futures were steady to a little higher today after they attempted to end a trying week with a small rebound. Outside markets helped that endeavor. Corn prices were steady after they traded in a range of a penny or less overnight. Market futures kept to an inside day, hemmed in between this week's contract low and resistance at the old support line drawn off of November lows. Soybeans posted modest gains today and survived a sell-off into the close of trade in Asia to reverse higher. January futures tried to get back above resistance at the support line violated yesterday, which came in at around $9.70 today. And finally, wheat prices were steady to a little higher today. Winter wheat futures tried to make new highs for another bad week, while Minneapolis attempted to break above a downtrend line from November. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.